You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
College football last night. The national championship was decided. I didn't watch any of it. I know
Same.
You certainly didn't.
No, I didn't even know it was on.
Alabama, who they've kind of been considered a dynasty the last few years, but they got whipped. I mean whipped. Mm. National TV by Clemson.
Not good.
Clemson, they are your national champions now for the second year out of the last three or something. Anyway, 44-16. I guess it wasn't that close of a game. So there's that. In football, that kicker for the Chicago Bears that Jeremy was referencing in Boys Against the Girls, Cody Parkey, he signed a like $15 million contract a few years ago. And some of the Chicago Bears fans are now trying to raise money to buy out his contract to run him out of town. Listen, people. The kick was blocked. I mean, a hand got on it.
A hand on it.
Probably disrupted its path. I'm sure he would have made it. Get off the guy's back. If the offensive line would block a little bit better, then maybe people wouldn't block the kick.
There you have it.
How about that? Not trying to run the lineman out of town.
Boom.
What's funny is on the other side of the coin, Jer, the Eagles fans are sending this kicker money through Venmo.
I would think so.
They're either sending him enough money to buy him a beer. Some people have gotten clever and they're sending $2, one for the goalpost and one for the upright, and they're having a good laugh. I'll tell you who's having the last laugh are all the people who found out about this and rushed out and immediately opened up fake Venmo accounts using the same name.
Oh, no.
Cody Parkey. So if you think that's funny, you might be sending the money to some total stranger.
Oh, no.
Who's just scamming you and trying
people
to get the
are
cash.
Jerks.
Isn't that great, though?
Gosh.
I wish I'd thought of it.
It's kind of brilliant, though.
Anyway, there's supposedly a video going around of Cody working on his accuracy a couple of years ago by intentionally trying to hit posts.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So he's good at it.
He's really good. Yeah. He's done it now a total of 6 times
right.
in one season. Anyway, the best part about all this was the call of the game from Spanish radio. Apparently, Philadelphia Spanish radio, because they're very excited. We titled this No Señor.
La temporada está en el pie de Cody Parkey. El snap, le mete el pie. Distancia, dirección. Le dio el poste. No, falló.
Oh.
No, señor. No, señor. No, señor. No, señor. No, señor. No, señor. Los Eagles se van con la victoria. ¡Ay, papá! No, señor. No, señor.
Oh, I love how into it they get.
I love the
it's
no,
so
papa.
Fun. No, papa. Oh, man.
Anyway.
That's
so
good.
So there's that. What do you have?
Well, today.
Did you watch The Bachelor last night?
No,
I
watched about 15 minutes of it. We had to shut it off because it was a little too risque for the kids in the room. So a lot of sex talk and scantily clad ladies.
Do you guys
so.
Record that to watch later?
Yeah, I recorded it. I don't know if I'll get to it. I don't know. It's 3 hours last night, man.
You got better things to do with your
I
life,
do.
Don't you?
I don't know. Shout out to people who are like Dom today that like to sit in a warm tub covered in your own filth. Today is National Bubble Bath Day, Dom.
Right.
Celebrated annually on January 8th every year. So get your rubber ducky, get you into a bath today. It's also National Joy Germ Day. Joy Germ Day. It's like germs. It's a day to remind people across the country that being positive and treating people with kindness, they can influence those around them and pass on positive attitudes towards others.
So you're
it's
saying
a germ.
Being
it's contagious.
Sweet is like infectious.
Right.
You can infect other people with your positive vibes.
Your joy is contagious on National Joy Germ Day.
Would you like some of my joy germs?
That's dumb, huh? That'll never work.
I wondered if the joy germs had anything to do with Odd Bath.
That's what I was thinking.
Time to
refill. On the heels of that, I'm sorry to announce this, but apparently more people will die this week than any other week of the year. A study has found that during the second week of January, About 40% more people die than any of the other weeks during the year. They're blaming mainly cold weather, so if you're in a cold weather area, you're going to croak.
And isn't this a big time for people getting sick?
And illnesses, yeah, it's a big time of the year. And I just heard from yesterday from somebody that Colorado, the flu is like exploding here right now.
Oh.
I haven't had it, knock on wood. But the kids go back to school tomorrow, so I'm sure we will get
great.
It. So...
So enjoy. You'll get it from your kids, I'll get it
from you. And then we'll all croak by the end of the week.
Okay.
Make it a great day, all right? Story out saying that you need to stop showering so much. Pretty strong consensus among dermatologists, that you don't need to shower every day, and it's better for your skin if you don't, Domino. But I guess they're saying 3/4 of us do it anyway. I haven't been back to the dermatologist in easily 10 years.
This is the guy who always makes you take your shirt off.
He's hitting on me, and I felt very uncomfortable.
Yeah. Jeremy would go
been
in.
Back since.
Jeremy would go in just to have him look at something on his feet, and the guy would be like, all right, take your shirt off.
Take your shirt off. We need to look you over. Whoa, what? But the rash is on my foot, sir. Yeah, easily 10 years. I should probably find somebody new. 10 slang terms that you're going to be hearing here in 2019. Let's hippen you up, moms and dads, so you know what your kids are talking about. Dom, have you heard of tea? T-E-A?
Tell me.
Tea, it means to gossip. So if you're spilling tea about somebody, if you're spilling tea about Tina in HR, you're gossiping about her.
Okay, good
She's
to know.
She's the worst, isn't she?
And I like tea, but I don't like
you
that
don't like
kind
Tina
of...
in HR. Oh, okay. She'll get you. Let's see. Snatched is in the slang term.
I thought you didn't like that word.
I don't.
The
it
last
makes
time
me
I was talking about the movie Snatched, you lost your mind.
Well, there's so many other terms. It's for when you look fabulous. So, like,
girl,
say,
you are snatched.
Say I come rolling up to the club, Dom, and I get out of my Humvee, and they're like, dang, Jeremy's looking snatched tonight.
Would you say looking snatched, or is that redundant? Wouldn't it just be Jeremy is snatched? That's what I think. I've always thought that.
What else?
You and snatched just kind of go together in my mind.
The other words on the list, Gucci.
Which
Gucci
means...
is really similar to snatch. It means you're looking good. Or you can refer it to something like, man, that banana was Gucci, bro. Like, it was really good.
So you wouldn't just say good.
Right, you say Gucci. I'm still laughing. I got tears. Thirsty's on the list. Man, I'm thirsty.
You're wanting something.
Yep, you're wanting somebody.
Oh.
In like a naughty way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and you gotta say it all. Man, girl, I'm thirsty. You gotta say it all, Justin Bieber, when you say it. Do it. Say it.
Coach me one more time.
No, you know how to say it.
No, say it.
Say Gretchen, girl, I'm thirsty. Do it. Do it!
Hold on, I gotta get in. I've gotta find my motivation.
Do you want me to pucker my lips?
Wait a second. You know what I need?
Motivation.
Hold on a second.
Here, let me pull my. You want to see my crack a little bit?
When do I knock? Where's my good
news? My crack is looking Gucci.
Oh, that's,
not it.
It
at all.
That's not
this is horrible motivation. Just say it.
Hold on, wait a second.
Tim your Bieber. There. Okay. So she comes walking in the room.
Hi, Tom.
First of all, she doesn't sound like that.
Do you like my lingerie?
She doesn't wear lingerie. You're ruining everything by trying to
what
assume.
Is she wearing? Dom, do you like my pantsuit?
I'll tell you this. She doesn't wear a pantsuit, but if she did, she would rock it.
What does she generally wear then? It turned to get you all Gucci.
Well, you know how I am.
But so you're like probably like a men's t-shirt boy shorts.
Yeah, that's...
Oh. Tom, do you like my oversized men's t-shirt? I'm waiting!
I can't do this when you're doing that stupid voice.
This is how it plays out in my mind. Now tell me you're thirsty!
Tom, Gretchen, I'm thirsty.
No, Tom.
Give me a beer.
Why don't you play along ever?
Okay, I'm supposed to be...
I have a XXL t-shirt on!
No, that's not good. I want it just to be regular. Like, even as a medium t-shirt would be great.
Tom, I have a medium Fruit of the Loom t-shirt on. I'm in the bedroom. It doesn't have armpit stains.
I gotta say, oh, girl, I'm thirsty.
No, I'm tired of this. You ruined everything. I could never get in the mood hearing anything like that.
You're never going to be in the mood again.
That's right. I might get this marriage annulled.
You're going to need some pills.
Like a box full of them.
That's all I have. Do you want to do clickbait?
Sure.
Right. Clickbait.
Go to our Facebook page. It's really popular. Search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. I posted a picture that's coming from Twitter this morning. It's gone viral because people are losing their minds over a math image. They're saying this is fairly basic math. I don't know. It's showing that one large 18-inch pizza is actually more food than two 12-inch pizzas.
Well, sure, Jeremy, it's math.
My mind hurts looking at this.
Pizza math. Didn't you learn pi r squared?
Probably. When do you ever need that in the real life, though?
Well, for in this particular case, to win a bar bet with your friends, hey, I'll bet one medium, 18-inch pizza has more pizza than two 12 inches.
I would never go to the bar with that person. That's our clickbait.
Clickbait.
Go to Dom and Jeremy on Facebook.